They make whiskey brewed in gunpowder barrels.
And the Turlet.
Did that game come out, the one I'm referencing?
Oh.
Hmm?
Red Markets game?
Yeah, that was put on the site years ago.
Yeah,
where they also where, also where that they also that Enclave's in the official Red Markets book.
Okay, sick. Yeah, I remember now.
I told you that years ago.
Yeah, well, guess what, Matt? It was years ago.
And it was years before that you actually played it before you posted it.
Jesus, Matt, I told you this in 2006. How can you not remember? I still remember what your avatar was the day I met you. It's a goofy picture of Scott.
All right. I forgot Vanna made all this.
You'd just come back from Italy.
Yeah, that was when I saw like all these new people were in the Skype chat. Fucking wild.
The fucking Skype chat. Anyway.
Rest in peace, Cat Planet.
And then we were at the Makerspace. We went to Polycorp first, and then...
Like a penguin walks by once in a while.
Remember, do you remember that episode where, like, there was the whole B story about fucking Neil Patrick Harris's character, and the guy realizes he forgot that Neil Patrick Harris wasn't there and it was somebody else, and then he actually forgot what happened, so Neil Patrick Harris just has magical powers for a brief period. And then it just kind of cuts to him talking to his kids like, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember what happened next.
The unreliable narrator is a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to part the Red Sea, motherfuckers.
Anyway.
And become...
No, right, that's literally how Moses did it in Beyblade canon. He used a Beyblade to part the Red Sea.
I know, and I tried to think of what the plot of what a Beyblader would try to become or do, and I couldn't come up with anything.
Well, that's just a self-defeating problem right there. Beyblader will never amount to anything.
You're living the dream, that's why.
Then they would have to define what their dream world looks like, because I'm not doing that.
I think we got into that at some point, right?
We like, wrote it we down. All kind of,
yeah, just in case it plot became relevant.
Urged to.
Yeah, last question of the questionnaire that I think most of you didn't do.
I did it.
Which is fine. I gave you the option not to.
Well, yeah. I think we were going to fill it out later, and then by the time we probably could have figured it out, then like we weren't using a lack assist device as much.
Well, also, no, I did the opt-out because we were able to keep it a secret.
Ooh.
I did what I was told and just wrote it.
I might have PM'd it to James. I don't remember.
Maybe. I don't know. You sent me a lot of stuff. I just scrolled through about 35 forgotten weapons videos.
They're good guns, James.
They're guns. They're definitely guns.
Got them.
Matt,
got those old arms makers. Bam.
I don't know why you're not as fascinated in random firearms from the 19th century as I am, James.
I didn't say I wasn't fascinated. Just not. I'm not willing to call like a duck foot gun. Good.
Good gun.
Matt, swords are not forgotten.
They are remembered, sometimes to a fault.
Often too much.
God, well, if it doesn't cycle, then it locks your hand down and you fry yourself to death.
God, that was a recent video from William Osman where he's trying to make electrified carpet. And he was using a generator for an electric fence. And he's like, it's supposed to keep away horses. I wonder what it feels like. And he puts his hand on one of the contacts. He's like, oh, no, it's got to be on both of the contacts. All right, we're going to do it. And then he just kind of like pulls his hand away and just like has this horrified expression on his face. And you can see he's like sweating and crying. And he's like, we need to return this.
I like when you tried to make the do-it-yourself hot glue gun. That was just sort of a piece of a soda can and some steel wire connected to mains power.
Or where he made the boil your tea device, which was a cut-off cord, attached on both sides to a razor blade. this is literally based on a story by Dave Holmes when he decided to eat a gyro on the wrong subway platform. And yes, that guy did have that. Turns out that guy's bottle was full of piss.
I mean, I'm also betting Kayla's bottle's full of piss.
It's half and half myself.
Oh, it's half piss, half Mountain Dew. AKA all piss.
No, piss it's half, vinegar.
It's half piss, half and half.
Oh, no. Oh, it's just creamy mayo. Anyway, all right.
They call that Miami Portland milkshake.
There we go.